This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, love. What's this crack now?
Now.
That's me done, is it?
That's you.
Go, go on. Go on, see you later.
Go on, you've loads to be doing, do you? That's a joke we do. That sounded really loaded. I didn't mean it like that. I meant so when we
HR.
When we don't want to do a podcast intro because we've loads to be doing, I just go in and I go, yeah, we loads to be doing. We'll see you later, yeah.
I actually have nothing to be doing, really. Yeah. No, I am. I do.
Do yes, you're obviously going to work.
I'm actually really after getting into pickling as well.
Sorry, what is going on with this?
Yeah, I was wondering when I was going to be able to bring it up.
I was honestly expecting the whole show to be about it.
It was going to be at one point, but I was like, you know what? He's going to expect that from me. I want to keep him on his toes.
Right, go on.
So,
what do you pickle?
So like, this is the thing about me.
What can you pickle?
Apparently anything.
Really?
Yeah, I put up my story yesterday and I asked people what else you can pickle. Do you know what annoys me sometimes is like I'll put things up my story and I'll ask a question, right? And people will give me the most basic answer, okay. Right? So for example, I was like, what can I pickle? And everyone's like, beetroot. I'm like, everyone knows you can pickle beetroot because you can buy it pickled already.
I didn't know that.
Of course you didn't. That's because it's beyond your palate. Yeah, again.
It is. I would never pickle anything.
Well,
sue me.
A lot of people don't pickle anything, and why would they bother? But I always get fixations. You'll remember a couple of weeks ago,
dates.
I couldn't stop eating dates.
Yeah.
I had to wean myself off dates because what I realised after a while was I might as well have been eating a packet of Haribo because
yes,
I was eating so much sugar.
Fair.
So I'm after getting mad into pickling. So I pickled cucumbers last week.
Sorry, this was something I needed to bring up to you. You say cucumbers weird.
You're the 10th person that said it to me.
Are you joking?
So I should be saying cucumber. But I say cucumber.
You say cucumber.
Cucumber. I've been known.
What's that?
Do you know?
What's my, that? It's like your man with my phone. With my keys.
With my keys. Well, you
cucumber.
See, you sound Jamaican, and everyone says that there's a link between the Cork accent and the Jamaican accent.
There is apparently a cucumber.
People always call me out for putting the emphasis in the wrong part of words.
It's
my
like
parents wondered if I was deaf for a while when I was younger because there's like a point in like where my speech didn't develop properly.
It annoys me when people say it the hot press.
I also
did I say this on podcast only a couple of days ago.
Yeah. I say. So I always, if you ever ask me the capital of France, you will see me stop for a second and think about it before I say
what?
Paris. Because I always say Paris.
Paris.
Always. Like, naturally comes out of my mouth as Paris.
That's funny.
Instead of Paris.
Yeah, it's kind of Welsh almost.
It's
like, Paris.
I don't know what's going on with it.
Where do you go? Paris.
Tidy. But anyway, I'm after getting into pickling.
Okay.
So I put up my story yesterday and people have sent me suggestions. And then by where I go to the gym, there's Tang, you know, the restaurant. And they've got a big sign in the window and it's like free jars. So I went in there yesterday and I got two giant jars. So today I'm going to go and buy vinegar. Mustard seeds. They say brown sugar as well. And I'm going to pickle grapes and carrots.
Wow. That's a miserable. I just...
Well, do you know what? You're lucky that I'm not going to be in tomorrow because I would have absolutely made you try some.
Yeah, thank God. But can I ask, you went to... Why is it... Sorry, Colin's looking to come in. Tell him to come in. What was the story with the jars? You went somewhere else to get the jars?
Yeah, so Tang, they have free jars inside the restaurant. They're just trying to get rid of them so
and
people can go in.
You got them for free?
I went in yesterday. They were just closing up and I was like, can I take some jars, please?
Why
and he's like...
Why are they closing?
No, like it was the end of the work day.
Okay.
So they were like cleaning up and I knocked on the door and they were like, we're closed. And I was like, I'm just here for the jars. And they were like, please take them.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, I didn't realise at the time that they were giant jars. Like they're the size of my head.
Yeah, but that's the kind of one if I was going to pickle, that's the kind of jar I'd
I know, but my housemates are like, you're not allowed to put them in the fridge.
Okay.
Because it's going to take up too much space.
That's fair enough.
So I'm going to have to find another use for the jars now.
Get another little mini fridge.
I might. Just to put my pickling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Okay, Padraig, good to see you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
On it, on it, on it. Let's go. My David Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past seven on the 28th of April, 2026. We're with Emma, David, and Fiona. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out once again. Emma, we'll
morning.
Be back tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. I think she's
feeling
surely. A bit better anyway.
She's going to have to hurry up because I'm exhausted.
Are you in bits? You're triple jobbing here today.
I just am
yesterday.
Non-stop.
I was going to say, I feel bad now. I've just learned something in the last 30 seconds. That there is a bag of food left for me, which is a fantastic complaint to have, by the way. A bag of food from my
faves, the ones, the true loves of my life, Fit Foods.
I can't say anything because I'm a clean cut meal man. Yeah.
Listen, there are many other available.
Yeah, they are all available.
But I do enjoy a Fit Food, and they dropped me in a lovely little package on the weekend. I don't know why they're making the delivery people work on the weekend. But,
well, you see, so that you're set up for the week, for your new week.
I'll be set up for the week, but I didn't know. No one texted me, no one told me, no one emailed me, no one nothing.
And I only arrived yesterday into the building for the first time in ages, and I saw the bag inside in the fridge with your name on it. I assumed it was birthday cake from last week, so I said nothing.
A bag of birthday cake.
A bag of birthday cake. You know David Hammond's name on it?
No, it is.
Oh, do you know what? If it was a bag of birthday cake, it'd be well gone by now.
It'd be well
You'd
gone.
Have that well milled.
But I'm kind of, I feel bad now, because the entire office is, I have to probably use the fifth floor fridge.
It's the smallest fridge on the planet, yeah, and you're taking up at least a shelf and a half.
I didn't put it there. I didn't know. No one told me. But I do feel really, really bad, so I'm very, very sorry.
So we'll all have a Fit Food meal for lunch today.
I think so, because I've probably gone off tomorrow.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Dave, have you seen the new Michael Jackson movie?
I have. I saw it, I want to say, last week or 2 weeks ago.
We had the premiere.
It was, yeah. It was amazing. Ooh. It wasn't really a premiere. It was more just a show.
Yeah.
What do you call premieres in Ireland, Callum?
It's just a screening.
Yeah, like an early screening.
Everyone gets all dolled up and it's like, there's no
one
here.
There's nothing worse.
Sometimes there's a little bit of maybe a cardboard cutout.
Yeah. It's cringe of the earth. There's nothing worse than when you go to, like, and I know this is from a privileged point of view, right? But I've gone to one or two before and you see people in their Debs dress inside the lighthouse in Smithfield and you're like, this is cringe.
Do you remember the Wicked one? I thought that was mad.
Fionnuala J, my good friend, wore these high heels that were so high that I had to hold two of her hands as she walked up and down the stairs. It was chronic, right?
I've heard of the glory days of the in the boom when they did use the half premiere.
Man, it was mental. Like, like my girlfriend would be finishing college at the time and like walking down O'Connell Street and there's Will Ferrell.
Yeah, like, yeah, back in the good old day.
Now it's just Dave Hammond in the Odeon.
What's your favourite cinema ick?
I'm going to the Devil Wears Prada 2 sequel thing tonight and they keep emailing me to make sure that I'm going. So like, there can't be many people going to it, right? But anyway, the Michael Jackson movie, it's getting slated.
I know, and I, do you know what? I'm so annoyed because I thought it was genuinely amazing. I came on air, I was so confident. Came on air the next day and I was like, best movie ever. But I'm so bad with this.
Like, so many people are saying that it's like, all the critics are saying that it's terrible, but anyone that I know that's actually gone to see it, I haven't seen it yet, is saying that it's actually very, very good.
Really good. Right? The music is amazing.
And it like broke like records. It's like the highest grossing music biopic in this opening weekend.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 185 million worldwide.
Okay,
it's like,
so the kind of bad reviews gave it good press.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, that's probably it. Like, and I think people are just intrigued to see how it went down anyway, right? But there's this trend going around now, and I've seen this trend happen a few, not this particular trend, but it happens at some screenings of some movies,
okay,
particularly where there's like a fandom involved. And like Michael Jackson, whether like or loathe him or whatever, he's got a fandom.
He's got
diehard fans, you know. And there's this trend going on now. I'm going to say this in the hope that it's happening not here. It's probably definitely a thing that's happening in the States, right?
Yes.
Where people are now going to the they're going to the cinema dressed up as Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah.
And also they're taking it upon themselves to like recreate the dance moves that he does whilst in the cinema.
Fantastic.
Right?
I do kind of like that. I feel like Barbie just changed the culture of cinema.
I was going to mention Barbie.
Didn't it? Like?
Yeah.
Everyone
because
went dressed pink, didn't they?
Yeah. And there's people that I know, grown adults that I thought were like pretty cool people, who went to Barbie dressed up as Barbie and Ken, and like couples that I know, like straight men who were told that they had to go dressed as Ken, and I'm like, I can never look at you in the same way. Like, you went dressed as Barbie and Ken and you're a grown man, you know. But anyway, this trend that's going around in the States at the moment, they're dressing up as Michael Jackson, they're going in, and particularly in the big points in the movie where he's dancing, they just get up and they dance. Now, I came into this originally, when I thought about, you know, chatting about this on the show, I was like, awful idea. But when you look at the TikToks, it is pretty lit.
It does sound good. Also, I will say though, I love watching Michael Jackson dance, right?
Yeah.
Thought he was fantastic. As soon as I see someone copy his dance, I'm like, cringe.
It's so cringe.
So cringe.
It's something that you always see on holidays. I don't know if you have you ever seen the TikTok of the girl?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say about it? And she's absolutely terrified of Michael Jackson.
Oh no, I have seen that one.
She's in like Santa Panza. And like this really bad impersonator is behind her and she's like peppering.
No, I've seen
fantastic.
The one where, do you know there's one of like this Michael Jackson impersonator down in like LA or something.
Yeah.
And like a really, really well-known Michael Jackson impersonator comes down to look at him.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, wow, this guy's good. And you're like, you're not Michael Jackson, you fool.
Yeah. You don't have the credentials to judge.
What are you doing?
No, it's so funny, right? The Eras Tour was another one. A lot of people, remember that was in the cinema for a while?
Yeah.
People singing along. And like,
there was a bit more of a concert film, that one.
Yeah, and I don't mind. Like, Mamma Mia was another one that people were giving out. To be honest, if I was going to the Eras Tour in the cinema and someone was over singing Taylor Swift, I kind of wouldn't mind. I wouldn't be angry about it.
Yeah, fair.
I'd be like, fair enough, right? The Minecraft movie was another one. I don't know if you remember this. It was like a chicken jockey trend.
Oh, this thing. Chicken jockey! Like, where everyone in the cinema would go mental.
Yeah, they were going ballistic.
I kind of loved that.
No, totally, right? So it started off as people were just like cheering every time like Jack Black's character screamed chicken jockey, but then it started like getting like going too far, so like they were like starting to throw popcorn. People were bringing in flour into the cinema. I remember seeing at one point someone brought chickens in. How have they got the chickens in? You know, I kind of can't even get my own sweets in, like if I go to Tesco before I go to cinema.
I do miss that era. That was a fun era.
I think
cinemas had to lean into that one where they almost did a special meme screening of it where you were allowed to shout stuff at
because they weren't going to get away with it otherwise.
Like, do you remember like the people coming down at the start of the movie being like, if anyone throws a single piece of popcorn you will be thrown out?
But like, people do have some gall, don't they? Like, I book the aisle seat when I go to the cinema because the thought of having to get past someone to go to the toilet gives me anxiety. So the thought, like, so people,
sorry,
are you the same?
I have never met someone like that. I'm the exact same.
I knew you would
be. I
book
the aisle seat every single time. So I don't have, because I've no problem people.
Oh no!
I've no problem people going past me to go to the bathroom. But if I have to do that, I will have a panic attack.
Everyone thinks that I'm afraid of flying. I'm not afraid of flying. I just book the aisle seat so I can get in and out to the toilet without bothering anyone.
You two just become best friends.
We really did.
Bonding over a weak bladder.
Aisle seats.
Now, what are we going to do when we want to sit next to each other but we won't vote on the aisle?
We can sit on both aisles.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Does your TikTok recommend you TV shows and movies non-stop as much as mine does?
No.
Okay. I was worried it was going to be just me.
Like watching, just define now, like clips from TV shows that we've seen already or like new ones?
I've basically watched all of Suits on TikTok.
Via TikTok.
I've never ever watched a full episode on like Netflix or anything.
But like, they're not giving you full episodes. How long are the clips?
But like, it's like Suits season 4, episode 15, part 7.
Okay,
like,
right.
I'll go in and have a look at what happens.
The
lawyer there. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I've, ever since I started on TikTok, ever since I first downloaded the app, it's been pushing Suits on me. So much so that I think it's doing the same to my dad, because him and my mother have now watched all of Suits.
via TikTok.
No, but like they were like, this keeps popping up, so we'll watch this.
Yeah.
The same with like House of Cards.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, so I've created a list of all the things that TikTok has asked me, but basically, when I say asked me to watch, it just keeps showing me clips. Even though sometimes I've never even seen the show, I've never heard of it,
if you're,
I don't care.
But if you're engaging with it, they're probably like, oh, this fella loves the clips of Suits.
I wonder.
And like, I think as well, sometimes I'm like, I'm not going to like this because I never want to see it again, but I'm interested.
Yeah.
But if you watch it even, they're still going to push it on you. Like, there's people that I follow on TikTok, or that I've seen on TikTok that I don't follow, I don't engage with their content, but they pop up, and because I watch it, it comes up over and over again.
Really?
Yeah, which is so annoying.
But you know what? I actually feel like I might do the same because there is content, there's kind of creators out there that I'd be like, I kind of love to hate watch.
Oh, that's exactly.
And they keep popping up.
I wouldn't give them the satisfaction of a like or a share.
So here is a couple of things that TikTok has. When I say recommended me, it's not like we recommend you this, but it just keeps showing me these.
They're shoveling it at you.
So Suits, as I said, I've watched multiple episodes just on TikTok alone. Never actually turned it on Netflix. Don't even know if it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Malcolm in the Middle. Non-stop. Malcolm in the Middle.
But like, you strike me as someone who's already watched the whole thing.
I've never seen it.
Really?
I only recently started watching it. Do you know why? Because TikTok
TikTok's
you should watch
it.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Right.
You should just hear it.
I feel like you could definitely quote a bit of Malcolm in the Middle. Like,
it's funny. Not even, I can quote everything. I've never seen Malcolm in the Middle. I started for the first time last month.
Okay, right, okay.
Which is kind of nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts.
It's quite old.
Very on brand.
What I've seen before, and it obviously knows this about me, but this is another thing, it keeps making me want to rewatch things. Parks and Recreation.
Right.
Non-stop clips of Parks and Recreation. You know the way, like, you'll see a lot of creators on TikTok? I don't. I just see TV. The movie, this one, I just don't understand why it's on my TikTok so much. The movie, What Happened to Monday? or What Happened to Wednesday, something like that.
I've never even heard of that movie.
It's a movie about seven daughters who all look the same, but they're in a world where they're only allowed one child, but they've seven children.
This, you know what? It's so random. It almost makes sense for you.
So they call the people. They call the kids Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
okay,
Saturday, Sunday,
right? Okay.
And one of them can go out on each day.
Right.
But they have to pretend that they're the same person.
It sounds like a terrible movie. To be honest,
it's actually all right.
No, I'm kind of intrigued.
It's all right.
Is it?
But my God, TikTok keeps pushing up on me. Another one, Bird Box. The one that came out in like 2018. Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Non-stop, Bird Box. Family Guy. I love Family Guy, so it obviously knows this, but it's constant clips. And it's like AI-generated clips. So it's like top 10 Peter Griffin moments, but because it's AI, it doesn't really know. So it's top Peter Family Guy moments.
I get you. And it's like, the generic voice, isn't it?
Yeah. Peter does this, and then he goes, ha!
Yeah.
BBC News. It is obsessed with me watching BBC News. Clips from 2024 are coming up.
But like, are they funny clips? Like viral clips?
Not really. They're
just random
like
clips.
Politics or news stories. Like that,
yeah, okay.
Key and Peele. Do you know Key and Peele?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, they're two people. And they're like a comedy duo.
Okay.
And they keep showing me their show. That's fine. I enjoy that. The movie Horrible Bosses lives rent-free in my head because it's always on my TikTok.
But like, do you know what? It's probably good for you because your attention span wouldn't be great either.
No.
So like maybe if you're watching things in 30-second clips, it suits you better.
Yeah, and I could just be like, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, exactly.
New Girl, constantly. Random episodes of the show 60 Minutes. Do you ever see that on like American
TV? Yeah, the interview one.
And then the movie Cars and the movie WALL-E. Non-stop.
There's such a wide range and variety there.
I know.
Which says more about you than anybody else.
I know, yeah, fair enough. Anyway, I'm going to go back and watch Malcolm in the Middle, so we'll see you later. We were giving away Wellfest passes yesterday, and we chatted to a lovely girl called April. And we asked April, what did you do for the weekend? Because it was Monday morning.
Yeah.
And I said, did you have a good weekend? She said, yeah. It was chill.
Pretty chill, she said.
Just relaxed.
Yeah.
Just sat in the garden, she said.
That was all she did for the whole weekend, by all accounts.
Sat in the garden. And then after the show, she texted us. And she said, lads, I completely forgot what I actually did. And I was like, what? So we had to give her a ring, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because her text was kind of bizarre. And you're not going to believe this.
Hello.
April, good morning. It's Dave and Padraig and Spin. How are you?
Hi. Hi, April.
Hi guys again.
Hi again. April, when we had you on the show, we said, how was your weekend? You said, oh yeah, quiet one in the garden. You've since remembered that you did something. What did you do?
I know.
What did you do over the weekend?
I just thought I was sitting out in the garden, but I actually jumped out of the plane for charity. You made me so nervous on the radio, I forgot I bloody jumped out of a plane.
Oh my God, we've never had that happen before.
Which was more nerve-wracking, being on the radio or jumping out of a plane?
But you know what? I don't know which is worse.
She's like midway skydive. She's like, I forgot I'm on the radio tomorrow.
Honest to God, like my mom and everyone was texting me. Was like, what do you mean you had a quiet one? You jumped out of a plane.
That is so funny. So what was it for?
We did it for a meningitis research in aid of my niece.
Brilliant, fair play.
But me and my sister both did it, so it was a great charity to do it for.
Brilliant. Did you do it together or did you jump out separately?
No, we actually were in the same plane, and I think what made it worse was she was in front of me 1 second and then she was gone.
Oh,
yeah.
The and screams
of
me.
You had to watch her. You had to watch her go. That's way worse. I'd rather jump first.
Yeah, 100%.
Fair. And so, come here, how was it?
Yeah, do you know what? It was absolutely brilliant.
Would you recommend for someone who's never done it?
Yeah, like I'm petrified of heights. I can't even jump a bouncy castle without getting that sick feeling.
Really?
But I did it and I would do it again, but not in a rush.
Yeah, okay. And where did you do it?
In the Irish Parachute Club.
Oh, class. And like,
it's in Offaly, yeah.
And the weather was unreal as well. So like I'd say you got like a clear landing and like you could probably see from my...
Oh, do you know what? The photos are gorgeous until you see your face sagging upwards.
I'd say so. That. You had the goggles on at least, I'd say.
Yeah. I know, it was absolutely brilliant. But if I got the video that you can pay for and the voice or the sound is gone at the start, but I'm like, I think that would make the noise of me screaming.
They probably did you a favour.
And what was your instructor like?
Oh, he was lovely. They're so nice.
Oh, good. That's good.
And a bit, they're a bit crack and make you laugh, but I was I'm not having any of this.
That's what you need. I love that. Well, April, it sounds like a pretty chill weekend anyway.
Does
it
really
Have a great one. Good luck, April.
Bye,
April.
Thanks, guys.
Wellfest is back in Spin at the official media partner. Wellfest, if you didn't know, is Europe's largest health, fitness and wellness festival. It's going to be happening on Saturday 9th and Sunday the 10th of May at Royal Hospital Kilmainham. So if you're free, I'd recommend trying to win yourself some tickets on the show this week, because we got tickets to give away.
It's going to be filled with energy, movement and music, with a vibrant lineup of fitness experiences, wellness activities, expert talks, live entertainment, all set in a dynamic outdoor environment. It is gorgeous vibes.
Yeah, it, especially if the weather's nice as well. It'd be stunning.
I got scalded there last year.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, my own fault. Like,
you weren't well-fest at all.
No, I wasn't well enough.
No.
I was unwell after.
Now, there you go. Sun cream, always.
Yeah, rookie mistake.
Silly boy. But we have weekend passes giveaway. Emma's on to play. Morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're not too bad at all. What are you up for the day, Emma?
I'm off to work.
What do you do?
Just on the way now. I work as a secondary school teacher in Clondalkin.
Okay, very nice. You're not too far away from the summer break now, are you?
Yeah, I think we've got 4 weeks. Four teaching weeks and then one exam week and then we're done.
Countdown is on.
It is on. Oh, I'm so jealous. That sounds great, Emma. And what, have you any plans for the summer then? Have you anything sorted?
Nothing yet, so I'm hoping to make some.
Well, hopefully you'll be going to Wellfest.
Yeah, hopefully you will be. Yeah, very nice. As long as you're free Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of May, we have the weekend passes. Unfortunately, we can't just give them to you. We do have to play a little game with you first, though, Emma. We're going to be showing words in studio all to do with Wellfest and wellness. It could be speakers at the festival, healthy foods, workouts, etc. We're going to describe them to you not using those words, all right? You have to guess 3 words in 30 seconds to win those weekend passes. Okay, are you ready to start guessing?
Yeah.
Okay, Padraig, you go first. I'll go second. You go
first. Perfect.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Okay, so this is something that you would cycle on. And
a bicycle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is, it's really, really healthy green stuff that guy who has the pipe eats.
Yeah, yeah.
Kale, spinach?
Yes, spinach, you got it.
And this is something that you put on your wrist and it's very clever. And it tells the time.
Yes. Stop the clock. Well done, Emma. I am so annoyed that Callum put spinach on these sheets.
I can't believe you got spinach.
I'm honestly fuming at him. But the fact you got it, Emma, well done. Congratulations, you got yourself a pair of weekend passes to Wellfest.
Oh, amazing.
Well done, Emma.
Oh, I can't wait.
Have
Thank
a fantastic
you so much.
Day, Emma. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What's your man's name? Spinach?
Popeye.
Popeye, yes.
There's no way you'd get away with having a man smoking green stuff in a pipe on a children's programme anymore.
No, dead right. Sure, it's all gone woke now.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Good morning. 3 minutes past 8 on Tuesday. I hope you're good. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out with you. I'm fully charged. What's going on?
Yesterday I saw, you know, influencer Keelan Moncrief.
Nope.
You're not familiar with Keelan Moncrief? She's an influencer, right? Huge following, great girl.
Okay.
Had a baby.
How do you spell Keela?
Keelan.
Oh, Keelan.
Yeah, K-E-E-L-I-N.
Okay.
Right? So she had a baby, second baby, and she had the baby in the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin, right? I did not know what was going on behind those doors, right?
Why?
Because she was, so obviously she puts up videos online. She's out, she had the baby a couple of days ago. She put up a review of all of the food that they get served in the Rotunda.
Sorry, the fact she was still doing content while
fantastic
giving birth, fair play to her.
This is what we want to see. But what I didn't realise was I went down a rabbit hole of Rotunda TikTok last night and everyone does it.
Really?
Like even people who aren't influencers do it because the food looks sensational.
Really?
For hospital food, it looks unreal. Like she had things up, like she had a roast dinner up, right?
Yeah.
The roast dinner looked like something you pay 50 quid for into.
Stop it.
Like it was class. They had like lasagna, which I know you love.
I do.
Don't you
like
love lasagna?
Lasagna?
Which is one of few things that you'll eat.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. She another day she had chicken and egg fried rice.
Brilliant.
Like, and then she had this a picture of a cake up, right? It was a red velvet cake, and it was like she said it was the most moist red velvet cake with the most perfect amount of cream cheese frosting on the top.
This sounds incredible.
I was like, I nearly think think about going in and having a baby myself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, can we go in for lunch?
I would love to be able to go. This is what I'm saying. I'm like, where are those chefs and why are they in the rotunda? They should be in Zeighton Town. And as well, apparently, all the mothers in there, after they give birth, they give them a special cupcake.
Oh, nice.
But like, where else would you... like, that's the only place you need to go to have a baby,
that's
I feel.
That's very sweet. Mum used to work in, I think, James's. It was James's or Vincent's, or maybe both. But she said she used to love the food.
Really?
Yeah, really good.
I wouldn't be opposed to that now.
But like, you probably want to eat in a hospital, because you know what? It's going to be guaranteed clean.
And you'd also want to be getting some healthy bits, wouldn't you?
Yeah, there you go.
Get yourself nice and healthy. Like, this stuff looked class. If anyone wants to have a look, go on to Rotunda TikTok. It is so worth it.
Oh, I'm salivating. I never thought I'd be salivating over Rotunda.
I know. Especially this hour in the morning.
I know. All right, the tricky 10. This is where we put some time on a clock. We ask someone a load of questions. If they win, if they get all 10 questions correctly, we give them €1,000. If they top the leaderboard, we give them pitbull tickets. It's called the tricky 10, and it's very enjoyable. Rachel is on to play. How are you, Rachel?
Yeah, good.
Not too bad. Are you? I don't know why I said not too bad. As if you asked me,
Dave. Are you not too bad?
I'm doing not too bad. What are you up to for the day?
I suppose a better
ask. Love it, Rachel.
I'm just so used to people going.
Don't ask him, Rachel, because if you do, he'll never stop.
I'm used to people going. Yeah, Grant, how are you? But I liked Rachel. Was just like, I'm fine. Let's get on with this.
Rachel, she's got a job to do.
What's the plan for the day, Rachel?
Dropping the kids. School and on the way to work.
Very nice. What do you do yourself?
I'm a social care worker.
Social care worker.
Very important.
Very good. And what are the kids' names?
Lexi, Katie and Sophie.
Lexi, Katie and Sophie. Lovely. Now, Rachel, tell me this. When you hear this game in the car or on the way to work or wherever you are, how do you do?
Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Everyone's a bit like that.
Yeah. It kind of depends on the questions on the day, of course. All right, well, confidence today? You're a little bit nervous, I presume.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. That's natural. That'll just come.
So channel the nerves now into getting these right and you'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Are you a fan of Pitbull?
Yeah, I remember him from, I suppose, I'm not going to say what age I am, but the good old days.
When they used to make great music.
Yeah. Very good. All right, Rachel. Well, let's see if we can send you to Pitbull. And don't forget, if you get all 10 questions correctly, €1,000 on the spot.
Right, Rachel, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you know this, you're going to win a pair of tickets to Pitbull at Marley Park this summer, and if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on
the
spot.
Very nice. Do it for Lexi, Katie and Sophie, who will definitely be spending that €1,000 if you win it, Rachel.
Oh, it's spent.
Yeah. The very best of luck, Rachel. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is 10% of 100?
1.
Santry and Whitehall are in which Dublin postal district?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Go on.
Santry, Whitehall, Dublin 5.
How many seasons did Prison Break run for?
9.
A marathon is made up of 40 watt kilometres.
2.
What number would you shout in golf to alert someone that a ball is flying towards them?
4.
David Beckham's daughter is called Harper what?
7.
How many Wetherspoon pubs are there in Dublin?
3.
A very short joke could also be called a what-liner?
One-liner.
Complete the name of the band, Blink 1, What 2? All right. Rachel, how do you think you got on?
Terrible.
Do you think you did terrible? Well, listen, I'll tell you something. We only got through 9 questions. Do you want to find out your score?
Yeah, where was the Man United score?
That was coming next.
You just missed out with the last one.
Would you? Well, that was 3 goals last night, so do I get that?
I wish, Rachel. Let's find out how you did, though.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, a score of four, yeah. Rachel. 4 out of 9, not bad at all. Callum.
Do you know what? Potter's going to go through the answers that you didn't get in a minute, but I was very worried because you got the first 3 questions wrong.
Yeah.
And then you clawed your way back. Normally, we see people do a great run
they
at
kind
the
of fall
start
off after.
And fall off. So you did the opposite, but I'm glad that you got a 4 because you've got on top of the leaderboard. It's over to Potter for the answers that you didn't get.
Okay, Rachel, we'll run through them very quickly for you. What is 10% of 100? You said 1. The answer is 10. Santry and Whitehall are in which Dublin postal district? You said 5. The answer was 9. How many seasons did Prison Break run for? You said 9. The answer was 5. How many Wetherspoon pubs are there in Dublin? You said 3. The answer was 6.
I did not know there were 6.
That was a bit of a left of Santa one for me. I walked past a Wetherspoons yesterday and I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna do a bit of research and find out.
Your mind works. I was just going to say,
no matter what time of the day he is thinking of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apparently there's a Wetherspoons in Camden Street, Abbey Street, Grand Canal, Blanche, Swords and Dunleary. I've only been to the one in Swords. That's it.
Yeah, I've only been to the one in Blanche. Anyway, the last question there that you got wrong, Rachel, complete the name of the band Blink 1 Watt 2. You said 6. The answer was 8.
Yeah,
182.
Which is tough in fairness because actually it's like 80.
It is, yeah. I did my research on this. The band said it's Blink 182. It's not 182. Okay. Otherwise.
Are you serious?
Yes.
We've been living a lie.
I never knew that. That's
crazy.
Weird.
Because
I wouldn't put that question in if the answer was 80. Yeah, it's not enough. In 1 to 10.
Rachel, I think a score of 4 out of 9 is not bad. And do you know what? You've also topped the leaderboard. So you're in the running for those Pitbull tickets. All right, well done.
Thanks very much.
Have a fantastic...
I knew the 8 after I said it. It's different when you're on.
It's very different. But well done. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Rachel.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Well, congratulations to Rachel. Do you think you can beat her score, though? Take these Pitbull tickets off us.
Well, if you want to play, you have to text us Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. That's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Okay.
I know that number better than I know my own.
So Camden Street, Wetherspoons, I've passed. Abbey Street, one I don't think I've ever seen before. Grand Canal, I know it. It's not called Wetherspoons, though. It's called something else. Yeah. It's like, are they all called something else?
Yeah, they all have their own different name and then underneath it.
It's all like the spinning wheel.
Yes.
So one in the Heather or something.
The one in Dunleary is called the 40-foot.
Cool.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I always thought they were kind of just like random words.
And Blanche and Swords. Fantastic. I did not know that. That's good. More cheap places.
I actually learned that there was actually a load of Wetherspoons in Ireland a couple of years ago and then they sold a load off, so there's now only 6 and they're all in Dublin.
There was one in Cork and they sold it off. Do you remember, I haven't been to one in ages, but you used to be able to like have things ordered to the table off your phone?
Can you
still do it?
It's the best thing.
The best thing in the world was when you took a photo of the number, put it up on Instagram and be like, send me whatever. I did that once and I got a bowl of mushy peas.
Like a glass of milk.
Yeah, no idea who sent it to me, but I appreciated it.
I live on like a very quiet residential street.
I feel like you're always doxing yourself. I know there's a shop beside you, I know there's a coffee shop beside you, and I know you wear slippers to the shop. So I guarantee someone will be like, I know exactly where he lives
now. You name me a postal district in Dublin that doesn't have a shop and a coffee shop. Sorry now. In fairness, right? Now, I will say I did put up a video outside my house before and someone was like, oh, I live down the road from you. And I was like, this needs to stop. But on my road, I live on this like very like suburban residential street. A lot of like younger couples with kids buying houses there. And I would say like on my street in particular, there's probably maybe 12 houses. And I would say at least 10 are like bought and like there's maybe 2 rentals.
I'm narrowing it down. I've never been to Patrick's house. I have no idea where he lives, but I do know the area. And I'm like, I'm just, with all the clues you've given me, I feel like I could find your house.
It's like, where's Molly?
Yeah.
Someday you're just going to knock on the door. But on one side of me, I've got a new couple, right? And they moved in maybe in the last year or so. Really sound kind of cool. Would like to be their friends, but like I think they're just a little bit older and they've got a kid and stuff, and I'd say they look at us and they're like, these lads aren't going to be there for much longer, they're probably going to move out. Kind of don't make a huge effort, but we do have small talk, which is lovely. And they were away last week, and while they were away, the neighbour on the other side of me, so I'm wedged in between the two of them, was robbed. Their house is broken into, right? And it has rocked the community.
I'd say.
Right? It is insane, right?
My biggest... When I was a kid, the neighbour, the next door neighbour came over to our house to tell us that someone tried to break into our house. I didn't sleep for about 7 days.
That's happened in my house as well.
Like, thanks a million, Jacinta. Now the child's crying.
Yeah, do you know? And like, I was like, they've definitely left the door open. No, they went in with the crowbar. But and while they were upstairs, not to freak anyone out, that's not the point of the story, right? My point is, right, I took, as being a friendly neighbour, took it upon myself to go to the neighbours on the other side of me again, who were away last week, and say, look, guys, knocked on the door last night, and I was like, look, just to keep you in the loop, this happened while you were away, just, you know, be double wide, just in case it happens again. Obviously, we live in this lovely suburban area, but it could happen to anyone, yeah. And I didn't want them to be robbed, right? And they said to me, sure, I know, they put it in the WhatsApp group.
No.
And I said,
no.
I said, excuse me, what? And they said, I know, sure, it's in the WhatsApp group. Actually, they put it in both WhatsApp groups. I said, both WhatsApp groups?
I said, there's two you're not in.
And I was trying to play it cool. I was going to be like, oh yeah, of course, sorry. I was going to say, I didn't realise you were already in the WhatsApp group.
That's right? So funny.
But actually, I realised that I've been now omitted from two WhatsApp groups.
What's the other one for?
One is for the community, right, which I'm apparently not a part of, and the other one is for the community with kids, which I definitely don't want to be a part of, right?
Yeah, fair.
But I was shook to the core to realise that I have not been included in the WhatsApp group. Now, what he did do was he told me who added him to the WhatsApp group, and I know, so this is the person, they live in number 8, they set up the WhatsApp group and didn't include us. But you know what? I'm not surprised, because you know those people... I have one in the gym. I have kind of have one everywhere. I have one in the office where you...
Nemesis.
Yeah, you have a nemesis, right? Someone that you have beef with, but you've never spoken to. Do you know that? Do you have one of those people?
Sorry, I didn't hear anything after in the office, because all I'm thinking of is who's...
Who could be? So look, I have beef with number 8 for no reason. I have never spoken to the woman, but I think maybe we just have this like... It's like an unsaid thing where we just don't like each other.
Okay, well, you see, I had a really good tip for that, right? You have to tell them next time you're having people over, even if you're not going to be noisy, just be like, listen, just going to have a few people over. If it gets noisy, you know, let me know.
Knock
no
in.
Bother or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then ever since then, the neighbours love me.
Okay.
I go out and I'm like, morning, Teresa. She's like, morning, David.
Love that.
And I go into my house and I'm like, Teresa just said hello to me. They're like, Teresa knows your name. And I'm like, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. There is a woman, all right, who lives in one of the houses, and she's like an older woman, and she really doesn't like us because we park our cars kind of too close to her for her liking or whatever. And like, she's been there since day dot, so she thinks that she owns the street, right?
Okay.
But her water was off one day. And she's like, is your water off? And I was like, no, ours is fine. And she's like, oh, our water's been off one morning. So I went down and got a bottle of water in the shop and brought it up and gave it to her, because she's the older woman on the street, but also because I was like, I know I'm going to be the favourite here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, you parked that car in there now.
Yet you're still not in the WhatsApp group.
I'm still not in the... Now, I don't think she's in the WhatsApp group either, okay. But I'm going to start a feud, because I'm going to go up and ask her if she's in the WhatsApp group. I see, this is the thing. I don't want to be in the WhatsApp group, because it's so annoying. It's just the fact. I want to know what's going on.
I would love to be in my street's WhatsApp group. I would love it. That's how old I'm getting.
Like, I can't imagine there's too many exciting things happening in my street.
Hello, I have a cupboard for sale.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. I just want to know what the tea is.
Slow. New music to spin. It's called Leak It. It's on Spin 103.8. Emma, Dave and Fiona, Dave and Patrick hanging out at 28 minutes past 8. I feel like I should leak something now.
Go on, leak it.
Someone asked me to be on their podcast.
Oh, go on.
Ian Dempsey asked me in an email to do Dempsey's Dozen.
Dave, I'm doing it tomorrow. I think he's asking everyone. I'm sorry, I think he's asking. If he's asking me and he doesn't even know who I am, it's not even him, it's probably his team.
Do you know what I was fuming about as well? Because Padraig put up the other day, followed by Ian Dempsey.
Yeah.
He's known Ian Dempsey 2 weeks.
No, Ian Dempsey asked me to be on before.
I've known Ian Dempsey for 4 years.
He only introduced himself to me yesterday.
Ian doesn't even follow me.
Does Claire Byrne follow you?
Yeah, she does.
Okay, well.
At least that's something.
That. You got
something.
She follow
you?
Yeah, of course she does. Yeah.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I can't have anything.
No, you can't.
I'm fuming.
We should go on it together.
No. Let me have one.
No. You've signed up for this now. You're stuck with me.
Good morning. I want to talk about AI, and I know that's going to send a shiver down your spine, because the last time I spoke about AI on this show, it was about the lore about the AI fruit stories.
I only hate talking about AI around like Fiona Frawley or like Fionnuala J, because
horrendous.
Oh no, we hate AI, but yeah. I love AI.
But you don't like those AI stories that I send you, the strawberry eater and the banana eater.
I was here for that and it was horrendous.
It was horrendous.
Yeah, I actually got
they tried to get onto my algorithm and I was like, absolutely block.
I got a lot of hate on WhatsApp for that. I mean, like, Callum, what are you doing speaking about that? But no, I want to talk about AI music this morning, because it's a little bit worrying, I think, this thing. You'll be happy to know that the songs that we play on Spin are all 100% real. They're made by real people, not computers.
I wonder, will that change?
Well, this is the thing, because as we're getting into the AI world, there are more and more songs now that are being developed purely by AI, written and composed by AI as well.
Okay.
And
that's my fear, because if the beat slaps, I'm going to listen to AI.
But no, even if I like the song, if it comes up on my Spotify Discover Weekly, I'm like, that sounds like AI, next.
Really, yeah.
So
that's the jock in you.
Yeah. According to a streaming platform, Deezer, which is a bit like a Spotify, but not as good, there's apparently 75,000 fully AI-generated songs uploaded daily.
That's, oh my God.
75,000 songs uploaded daily. That's
like 41%.
44% of all music uploads are AI.
A day,
which is mad.
That's mad.
Last month, there was a guy called Eddie Dalton. He hit number 2 and number 3 in Spotify in the UK in their monthly charts. This song currently has over 500,000 monthly listeners. And when you listen to it, don't forget, this isn't real.
The things worth keeping take time to come through. We're just passing through time, like the wind through the pines. Just small little pieces in a bigger design.
Sorry, now, I will never, ever listen to that, but that is good.
Yeah.
Totally agree. And like, it sounds so legit.
It's mad because it harmonizes and everything.
And like, his vocals are AI.
Yeah. None of it is real.
That's so depressing.
Computers have written it, computers have composed it, computers have put it out.
As John Mulaney said last night in his set, he was just like, I'm just kind of giving in to AI because, like, it's probably going to win.
Yeah.
If I had any
IQ at all, I could be a superstar.
Yeah. Well, it's getting a little bit more local because more and more AI Irish musicians are coming and being uploaded. And it is kind of, it's the classic diddly stereotype.
Yeah, but the Americans are loving it.
Yeah, the Americans are loving it. District Magazine actually did a bit of a deep dive on this. There's this artist called Sonora, who is actually just an AI that does covers of songs that have already been released, but they've diddlied it.
Okay.
And this is their version of Candy Shop.
I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girls, don't you stop. Keep taking me till you hit the spot.
I hate
guys. Yeah. That could be Kingfisher for all I know.
There's another account that's getting a lot of uplift at the minute, creating songs about the Doors No Confidence vote, but it gets a bit political and a bit intense, and it's not really that fun, so I'm not going to bring it up.
Yeah, thank you.
But after the show yesterday, I did a bit of songwriting myself. I was like, if you can't beat them, join them. So I've come up with some stereotypical Irish songs devised by an Englishman and then performed by AI, because that's what the world needs.
To be so controversial.
So
the famine was real. I swear, we didn't do it on purpose.
There's no famine songs, I promise you. But we'll play those next after some real Irish music.
Oh, but thank God.
Yeah.
I still can't get over how real that was.
That's crazy.
That was nuts and really depressing. Damn it, it's really going to win, isn't it? Okay, an Englishman's version of Irish songs coming up.
Yeah, we're deep diving into the world of AI music this morning because there's more and more songs appearing on streaming platforms that have zero human input behind them. They're climbing the top of the streaming charts. I'd like to say songs that we're playing on Spin are all real people.
Yeah, I don't like it because Spotify doesn't have to pay these artists. They're already not paying artists enough.
That's crazy.
And now they're getting a load of people listening to these songs and no one's paying.
And also, my Spotify's gone up in price.
Yeah.
Yes. So what am I paying for?
I know. Exactly. So Irish music is a genre that's already gaining popularity in the AI world at the moment. And I use the phrase Irish in the loosest term possible, because it is like the most diddly kind of stereotypical temple bar kind of stuff that you will expect.
The temple bar is a genre of itself, isn't it?
Yeah. So after the show yesterday, I probably killed about 17 trees and wasted millions of gallons of water creating some AI songs about things in Ireland in a traditional Irish music style, obviously delivered to you by an Englishman, because if we're going to destroy the genre, we may as well do it well. Yeah.
See, when I do AI, like I feel too bad about killing the environment, so I get Callum to do it.
Yeah, you're bypassing it.
Yeah.
So first of all, I did a couple of different methods here. Firstly, I used ChatGPT, mainly the biggest AI that we know about, to write me a chorus about public transport in Dublin. And then I went to this platform called Suno, which is an AI piece of kit that actually makes songs for you. You give it the lyrics, it'll make a song with a prompt.
Somewhere Fionnuala J is on fire.
Yeah, if she's listening, we're screwed.
So I present to you Dublin Bus Tonight.
Dublin Bus Tonight.
Yes.
It's going to be really sad.
I love it already.
Strap yourselves in, it's a minute long.
Rolling through the streets on a Dublin bus tonight. City glowing gold in the fading light. Catch the Lewis rails, hear the soft bell chime. Sliding past the crowds right on time. Down by the coast where the dock runs free. Waves and the wind keeping pace with me. From north to south, yeah, we play our part. Moving through Dublin with a travelling heart. Down by
the coast where the dock runs free. It's very
high. I love this.
Kind of catchy.
It is kind of catchy.
I'm slapping my thigh.
This was in Temple Bar, you'd be going.
Yeah.
It's also, though, it's cringe, though, because if a human wrote this, I'd be like, shut up.
Yeah, but it would probably go to number one.
It probably would.
But then it gives you, like, this bit of instrumental here as well. I didn't tell it to do that.
Are you sure this isn't the two Johnnies? I think it might be, you know. It's giving that, like...
You know when someone says a line that's so funny, like, why the hell didn't I think of that?
You know what I mean, though?
I do.
It's giving, like, no talent, but I've got a platform.
It's giving cans in a field.
Yeah, it's giving. That's exactly what it says on the can.
So that one was written by ChatGPT. Now, I went to another AI platform. This was Copilot by Microsoft. I asked it to write me lyrics based on the age-old battle of Tato and King Crisps.
Okay, so you're Which doing, one like, is proper...
Wow.
Just so you know... We're aware of how this sounds. This is Spin 103.8, and obviously Spin 103 gets slagged a lot for being, oh, what's your favourite, like, chicken pillow roll? Yeah. And let's talk about the 46A, and let's talk about Tato King. So we're just leaning into that. I'm just doing it ironically.
Of course. Full stereotype. Look, it's AI songs. This is ironic as it gets. So this is Tato and King Crisps, headed back to Suno to perform it. And this one is the one, then it called me Salt and Flavour. I think this is my favourite one.
Salt and Flavour.
Yeah.
That's the name of it.
That's the name of the song.
And that's two Johnnies.
This is only a short one.
Some say the king wears the crown, the finest crisp in Dublin town. But sure you can't beat Mr. Tato's face. A cheesy legend time can't erase. A multi-pack man till the day I die. A loyal subject and I'll tell you why. The battle lines are drawn in salt and flavour.
Dear God, that's good.
A multi-pack man till the day I die.
I'm just thinking of, like, you know, like Irish bars in Australia going absolutely AWOL when that comes on.
That's so good. I'm sorry to say that is good.
Cheesy legends all round.
You want one more? I went over to Samsung's AI platform called Gemini to write me a short song about Louis Walsh. Why not? At this point, why not?
Surely this is a sad song.
It goes in straight away. This is Louis Walsh.
Louis Walsh, he loves the fame. Dropping one-liners, playing the game. He'll say you're a star, then change his mind. The cheekiest judge you'll ever find. Big Brother house, he stirred the pot. Telling everyone what they've got. Never shy, always got something to say. The gas man himself is from me. Oh, Louis Walsh.
That's clever. Like, sorry, their timing is so good. He's a gas man. He's from May.
Oh. Sorry, that's impeccable. That's fantastic. It's a human couldn't do it.
It's so good.
And also, they managed to read Louis Walsh for Filth.
Damn it, that's good.
Unbelievable. So there you go. I have one more for you that will play after Harry Styles.
Oh.
And it's about Dublin pizza shops.
Fantastic. But can we also play the Tato King one more time?
Please.
Maybe.
They bring us a song called Salt and Flavour. Now, I'm only going to play you like 40 seconds of it. But it's about the battle between Tato and King Crisps, because that is the most famous 103 thing in the world, stereotypical thing. And it's genuinely quite good, and I'm sorry, but just have a listen.
Some say the king wears the crown, the finest crisp in Dublin town.
I love that line.
But sure you can't beat Mr. Tato's face. A cheesy legend, time can't
cheesy
erase.
Legend is mine.
A multi-pack man till the day I die. A loyal subject, and I'll tell you why. The battle lines are drawn in salt and flavour. The battle lines are drawn in salt and flavour.
Brilliant. Salt and Flavour, fantastic.
Lindsay actually messaged saying, can we have a full-length version of that song tomorrow? I don't want to kill the planet anymore, so we won't. So after I made those three, I was using Samsung's Gemini, and it actually said, do you want me to make a song myself? Because I was getting them to write lyrics, and then I was taking it over to an app called Suno that would make the song.
Right.
So this song is made by Gemini, written by Gemini, and it's about Dublin's pizza slices.
Oh, brilliant.
So all I said was, okay, just make me a song about pizza slice shops in Dublin, and this is what it spat out.
Oh, the wind blows cold on Dame Street tonight, and the neon glows a hazy light. Past Bambino's door, a warm, sweet air, but sure Doom Slice is calling, I swear. Or Manny's window, a cheesy dream. Down by the fountains flowing like a stream. Nothing better than Dublin pizza slices to cure all of the city's vices.
I hated that.
Nothing beats Salt and Flavour.
No, salt and flavour.
It's so good.
They're
best
all
crisp in Dublin.
Like, if that was on Oldies and Irish on a Sunday morning, I'd be listening to that and I'd be like, nothing shocks me.
Do you think in 40 years when we're watching like Reeling in the Years, they're just going to have that kind of music, like AI music?
Yeah.
Salt and Flavour playing flavor. Over.
We're making Salt and Flavour a star today. Number one.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Salt and Flavour over like images of the war and stuff like that.
Yeah, the fuel protests.
A multi-pack mantle that AI knows.
Cheesy legends outside the Doyle.
Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? 9:05. Dave and Padraig are hanging out though. It's fully charged. What's happening?
I went to the gym yesterday, did a gym class, right? And when I came out afterwards, I kind of just had my stuff up on like the bench. Mm-hmm. And there's this fella in the gym that comes in, lovely guy, right? But like, don't know him that well. But he came in and his stuff is kind of just everywhere. So
that's me at the gym.
Yeah, I knew you'd be that type of person, right? And he's got like a lot of his belongings kind of on top of my belongings,
okay.
including my sweaty bits.
Okay.
So I had like my socks and underwear up on the thing, and he kind of just threw all of his on top. I didn't want to be like, hey, my jocks are underneath your stuff, and I didn't want to move his stuff.
Yes.
So I just kind of was like lingering around for a little bit, and
that's the worst thing you could do, because he'd probably just pick everything up and take your jocks.
That's exactly what he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right. So he just like got all of his stuff, put it in the bag, and I could see him pick up my stuff and put him into his own gear bag. So he's obviously gone home, taking his stuff out.
No, you didn't say anything.
I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. So he is the most Fiona Frawley thing I've ever heard. He now is my jocks and socks inside his gear bag, and I'm like, his missus is probably going to be like, who owns these?
Fiona Frawley just had a baby, right?
Yeah.
I guarantee if someone accidentally took that baby instead of their baby, Fiona wouldn't say a word.
Oh, see her doing it 100%. She'd be like, you can have him. Keep him, honestly.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Time for one of my favourite games. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
It is Top 10 Tuesday. Prodigy, welcome back.
Thank
to Top
you.
10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic in studio and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. We've had the 10 symbols on the computer keyboard, number 1 to 10 before. That was an interesting
That's
one.
That's interesting.
Lewis stopped in alphabetical order and loads more. So today's Top 10 Tuesday topic is actually, there's 11 in this one. So it's actually a Top 11 Tuesday.
Okay. Just today's, to make it more difficult for me.
Yeah. Today's topic is the 11 London Underground tube lines. The names of the London... So not stops, I'm thinking of like... And I'll give you this one, like the Elizabeth line. Okay. That's not a tube line, but it's a train line. So that wouldn't be in my top 10 list. But it would be the names of the lines of the 11 London Underground lines. Dave and Podrick, you've got three lives in studio and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You're going to get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in my top 11. If you can't fill out my whole 11 this morning, we'll throw it out to you on 087-711-1038. So let's play the 11 London Underground tube lines. And because he's our visitor this morning, we'll go first with Padraig.
Don't you dare say my only guess.
I think it's my only guess as well. Is it the Piccadilly
line?
The Piccadilly line. Is that what you were going to say?
I'm out.
The Piccadilly line. These are all in alphabetical order, by the way, as well.
It's not even going to be on it.
No, it is.
It's P.
It's P. It's number 9.
Oh, oh my skin God. My teeth.
P for Padraig. P for Piccadilly. Number 9.
Okay.
Come on.
The Elizabeth line.
I said the Elizabeth line. Yeah. It's not a tube line.
It's not a tube. That's an overground.
Oh, right.
Okay, hold on a second now. I'm just thinking...
Oxford Circus?
See, there are stops. I could name all the stops for you.
I couldn't name any stops.
See, and usually when I'm in London, I'm following somebody else.
Canary Wharf.
Stop as well.
I honestly thought you would do all
right. And you know, I can see the lines, like... Wait, now a sec. I can see there's a blue one. There's a blue line. Is there a blue line? No, that's the Lewis. That's green and red. I told you I wasn't going to be good at this.
Yeah, this is really, really tough. Okay.
Is there one that begins with A?
No.
Oh.
How are you? You're live on air. Can you tell me the Oxford, the lines for the tube in London? This is Pippa, by the way.
Allison?
Yeah.
No, not.
Elizabeth line?
Yeah.
That's not one.
Piccadilly line.
Piccadilly line, Central?
Central.
Central.
Central line is number 2.
Yes, Pippa, thank you.
Thank you, God, Pippa.
Give me two more.
I thought someone was dead.
You're live on spin, please do not swear.
Circle line.
Circle line.
The circle line is number 3.
Yes. Okay, thanks, Pippa. That's enough. Bye, I love you.
Our boss, Nick, just texted me saying this is the worst top 10 Tuesday ever. Who would know this? Anyone who's been to London.
That makes me feel a little bit better now.
I'm shaken with how anxious I am that I don't know anything. I can't stand London. Whenever I go to London, Pippa just does everything. I don't know anything.
Now you feel like every other time I've played top 10 Tuesday, you know what it feels like for me, because I've never had a clue of any of them.
We are dubs, not Londoners.
Let me go through the question and what we have so far. Okay. We are looking for the 11 London Underground tube lines. Number 2 is the Central line. Number 3 is the Circle line. Number 9 is the Piccadilly line. I need to clarify, the Elizabeth line is not a tube line.
It's overground.
It's overground.
Okay. So
it does go underground.
Very convenient.
3 out of 11.
You see, what I'm looking at, I can see it. I'm looking at the board and I only ever go by the colours. It's like someone's like, oh, just follow the because you know they're all different colours.
Yeah.
And just follow the brown one and you'll get there. You know?
Right. I'm out.
I think I know it as well.
When I was preparing this yesterday, I was like, is this too British? And then I thought no, because like a lot of people go to London.
Yeah.
The next time you ask yourself that, you say yes.
Yeah.
Is this Top 10 Tuesday that's specifically about something in England?
In London.
Is that too British?
So, 087-711-1038 this morning. There is a rake of IMC Cinema passes up for grabs. Can you fill in the rest of the London Underground tube lines that we don't have so far? Which we have Central.
Is Oxford not one of them?
No, that's a stop.
Oxford Circus is a stop.
We have Central, we have Circle, and we have the Piccadilly line.
Tottenham?
087. No, that's a stop. 087-711-1038.
Wembley.
That's a stop.
We know all the stops. Can we start again?
Name all 200 London Underground.
Yeah, 7711-1038. Can you name the 11 London Underground tube lines? Let us know. We're in the middle of a very contentious Top 10 Tuesday.
It's very divisive. Welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. It's the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be this week. I'm actually looking for 11 because there's 11 of them. 11.
I like an 11. I like a special.
Yeah, it's nice to throw an extra one in now and again.
Is it? But only when you know them.
Yeah. Not today.
The 11 London Underground tube lines. So we're not looking for stops. We're looking for the names of the lines. So far, the guys
in
studio...
Who knew there was a difference?
It was a little bit pathetic in studio. It was Dave got 2 points, Padraig got 1 point. But the points that Dave actually got was because he rang his girlfriend Pippa live on the show. So we have, so far, number 2, the Central line. Number 3, the Circle line. And number 9, the Piccadilly line. They're in alphabetical order.
The Top 10 Tuesday would be better if it wasn't for the next 7 minutes, us just going,
We're just not travelled enough.
Exactly.
I think I've only ever been on the Piccadilly
line. She goes to London all the time, so I was like, well, just give us one or two so we can complete some of them.
Yeah.
The general consensus from you guys were saying that you generally just follow the colours of the line.
Yeah.
Not, so you're like, I'm getting the blue one, I'm getting the brown one, I'm getting the pink one.
They have to dumb it, like, my friends in London will have to dumb it down for me and be like, just get on the one that's blue.
And
stay on it for 5 stops.
We're such country bumpkins.
Yeah, that's it, you see.
I did look it up, by the way. I said, is the Elizabeth line a tube line? Callum is correct.
Yeah.
The Elizabeth line is not technically a London Underground tube line.
No, it's a rail.
Even though many people treat it like one.
Yes, it's a rail line. So
it is a rail line.
Lizzie
line
is not in the list.
Lizzie line. So we need help completing this list. Eva thinks, I think we should give Eva a call because I think she will know.
Hello.
Eva, good morning. We're looking for London Underground tube lines. You said to ring you. So
did you mean to text us, Eva?
I presume you're confident.
I was like, ring me, please. I've lived there for about 5 years.
Fantastic. So you think you can complete all of them, Eva?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Eva, have you experienced living in London?
She just said she's lived there for 5 years.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were listening.
No, so you lived there for 5 years. So, Eva, go through one by one. What do you think is on this list?
District Line.
District Line is in the list at number 4.
Number 4. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Let's keep
Victoria
going.
Victoria Line.
Number 4.
Oh my God.
Victoria Line, I should have known.
The Victoria Line is number 10.
Yes, Victoria Line. Well done. Sorry, I'm also writing these out.
The Jubilee Line.
Oh my God.
Number 6.
Brilliant. Keep going.
You said Piccadilly Line.
Baker Loo.
Number one, top of the shop.
Yeah.
I thought I could get it.
Now, you were talking a big game there, Aoife.
Yeah.
You were talking a big game.
Oh, hard.
You're doing great, though.
We said Elizabeth already a million times.
And she isn't
there. And apparently, that's not one of them.
The Lizzie line is
not. Are you calling it, Aoife? Will we complete the list without you?
Oh, God. I'm so annoyed about
you. You'll be kicking yourself.
Northern Line.
The Northern Line, it's number 8.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done.
Right, there's 3 left now then.
3 left. Bakerloo
Central, Circus, what is it? Circle Line?
Yeah.
District Line, Jubilee, Northern Line, Piccadilly and Victoria.
And we said Central Line already.
We said Central
I think I might have one.
Go on.
Is it Waterloo one?
No. That's a stop.
I was thinking of W.
We'll put you out, your misery, Aoife, because you've done great. You've got 5.
Go on, Aoife. Thank
that was
you.
Class.
Number 5 is the Hammersmith and City line.
Right. Never would have got that.
Oh, yes.
Number 7.
I think that's an overground. It does go over.
Fact check.
But it's also an underground. It's on the list. Number 7, you're going to be kicking yourself on that one. It's the Metropolitan.
Ah, the Metropolitan line.
I never use those lines.
And then number 11, the shortest line on the route, it only goes like 3 stops. It's the Waterloo and City line.
Oh, you just
I
said...
I just said Waterloo. It's Waterloo and City.
Yes.
Oh, for
full title.
Waterloo and City line. Callum, how much do you regret this?
No, not at all, because everyone on WhatsApp is absolutely loving us.
Oh, yeah.
It's only my boss that cares, and unfortunately, it's his opinion that matters.
Aoife, thank you so much. Well done. A load of I'm
Five cinema passes.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Enjoy.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that was a tough one. Humbling is right, but in fairness, we should have done better. I never would have got in any way, shape or form, I never would have got near 10 or 11.
No, and I now that I'm looking at them, I've been on probably every one of them.
Victoria Line I should have got, 100%. Northern Line I should have got. Metropolitan Line I should have got.
Jubilee I would have got.
Yeah, but there you go. That's it was a good top 10 Tuesday.
Next Tuesday I'll do, name the two Lewis lines.
We still wouldn't get it. Green? No.
Yellow.
Orange.
Cowper? Where did you come? I kind of feel like I glossed over the fact that I went to that Lane 7 place over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like bowling. It's kind of like, you know, under Zaron, like, is it Stephen Street or South King Street or something like that? And it's just underneath, like, it goes down far, and you would never think, oh, there's definitely a bowling alley, like, under here. It's class.
I've never been.
It's really cool. It's a bit, like, say, for example, when we went to Amsterdam, we went and did mini golf. Okay. Or we went to Manchester, we went to mini golf. It's kind of like that. It's not really anything to do with Ireland or Dublin, but it's just one of those things
one of those places
tourists love.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. It was deadly. So you can go and you can play bowling or whatever, and that's good crack. But then there's also little games. However,
is there darts there?
There's darts there as well.
Yeah, because it's funny you say that now, because my friend and my housemate's Anne's friend was over from France, and he brought her for dinner the other day, and he was like, oh, what do you want to do after? Like, this woman's in her 60s.
Yeah.
She's like, I really want to go and play darts.
Love that.
And he was like, perfect, I'll go to Lane 7.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, they've no prizes. So when
I'd hate it.
So say for example, like bowling, there's never any prizes for bowling. You just play for whoever you're against. But then me and Pippa did skee ball, and then we did the basketball. And like we were like trying to get a high score, and then no tickets.
Like, no.
And then I was like, I was looking around, and I was going, "Oh, I suppose there isn't a place where you can buy a pairer with four tickets." Do you know what I mean?
Usually, you'd like be able to swap in the tickets for something else.
I would have thought so. Like if you go to Fantasia or something, it's like here's 200 tickets because you hit a ball at a pole.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And then you get to buy a pencil sharpener.
Like I kind of feel like it would motivate me to go more if I thought I was going to win something nice.
I would have thought so.
Like even a drink or something.
Yeah.
A bottle of pop.
If you got the high score or something, which was never going to happen anyway. So I would recommend it. It was really, really cool.
Will you bring me?
Yes, let's go.
Oh my God,
now.
I love this. Now, every day on the show this week, we've got chances to win up to €200 in cash thanks to McDonald's, as their breakfast just got a spicy upgrade.
Yeah, McDonald's has teamed up with Frank's Red Hot Ketchup for a fiery twist on your breakfast. It's the same McDonald's you love, just with a bit more kick, which I like. It's available until June 8th, served until 11 a.m. at participating restaurants. Hannah's on to play. Hiya, Hannah.
Hey, how are you?
We're not too bad at all. What are you at for the day?
Just heading into work now.
Very nice. What do you do?
I just actually delivered the hot meals to the school. That's the last job.
Very nice, Hannah. A nice job to have. Fair play to you. All right, well, let's see if we can get you some cash. You're on to play Heated Questions. You have up to 4 questions to answer this morning. Every single time you get a question right, the next question will be worth double the amount of money, right? Going all the way up to €200. But each question will get a little bit spicier or harder as the quiz goes on. So, Hannah, are you ready for question one?
Yeah.
All right. Question one is, what is the last letter of the alphabet? Starting off nice and simple.
Red.
For €25, you said Z. The answer is Z. Well done, Hannah. Now, would you like to double it and go on for €50?
Yeah.
Okay, Hannah. Question two. For €50 in the video game series, who is Mario's brother?
Oh, good one.
Luigi.
Luigi is correct.
Spot on.
Well done, Hannah. Now, would you like to double it for €100 or cash out?
Double it.
All right, let's double it for €100. This is where things start to get a little bit spicier. Question three for €100. Name someone who presented the TV show Top Gear.
Jeremy Clarkson.
You didn't want to go with the guy who I share a surname with, no, Richard Hammond, but that's cool. Jeremy Clarkson is correct.
Well done, Hannah.
Oh, that's hard.
Okay, Hannah, do you want to play on and double your money and win the 200?
I would recommend.
Oh, my God, I barely got that one.
Hannah, I would recommend. I would
go
recommend.
For it, Hannah. You've nothing to lose.
Okay, go on. I'll double it.
Okay, question four then. In the film Stuart Little, what animal was Stuart?
Oh, a mouse.
Hannah, you've just won €200.
Hey!
Woo! Congratulations.
Well done, Hannah.
Any idea what you're going to spend it on?
Oh, I don't know. I'm planning on going on a holiday soon, so
very
it'll
nice.
Go after.
And might I also recommend the brand new McDonald's Spicy Breakfast?
Yeah, I have to try that.
There you go.
Give it a go.
Hannah, have a fantastic day. Congratulations.
Bye, Hannah.
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye. I feel like McDonald's are doing a lot recently.
Yeah, they're
with
doing
the Friends thing.
Yeah, totally. I'm into Frank's Red Hot Sauce, to be honest.
I'm liking this.
My stomach's kind of rumbling.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's getting to that hour now.
As soon I was starving last night and I was reading and it was just like describing breakfast or something. And I was like, oh.
I'm like talking about it, thinking about McDonald's, but also I'm like, my oats.
Yeah. Ugh. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.